the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, from regular media having an influence with Peaky Blinders and Hannah Hatz to the social media influence on travel and tourism businesses, more and more people are on the search for Instagrammable destinations, from rolling sand dunes to that perfect blue gate overlooking the Santorini coastline. But what impact is this having on the experience for tourists in such places? Travel writer and Instagrammer Tom Brannock is on the line to tell us more. Tom, first of all, I suppose, how important now is the role of social media when it comes to travel and where people end up going?
Good morning, Richard. Wow. I mean, it's massive. I suppose you only have to look back as recent as the noughties, or if you think of like the early 2020s, where like our recommendations were based on word of mouth. We travel shows like No Frontiers, Lonely Planets. And but now, you know, that's really shifted. I know a recent survey by American Express revealed that 70% of people, of millennials and Gen Z now, their decisions are based on apps like Instagram and TikTok. So everything else has pretty much fallen by the wayside, which is huge. And like I say, these aren't just, you know, 18-year-olds planning a trip to Magaluf. We're talking millennials now. So folkies like me into their 40s, where it's still becoming a really, the main primary factor. And then I guess on top of that,
I don't want to hear that the 40s are fogies, Tom. That doesn't sit well with me. It's quite worrying from where I'm sitting.
I know, it is all generations. And then you have aspects too of how we've known for years now that the Instagrammability of a destination has become the main criteria for many travelers, surpassing the likes of, you know, nightlife or the food scene. So I guess what I'm saying is that social media apps are not only impacting where we travel, but also how we actually travel when we get to our destination.
But people have always looked for a bit of advice or a bit of guidance about travel. They might have bought a guidebook. With the initial days of online, they would have looked things up. But somewhere along the line, they're kind of thinking for themselves. There's a sense in which the social media influence is the tourists aren't doing a lot of thinking for themselves. It's like, that looks good, I'm going there.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And I guess, you know, before you had like a little image on Facebook, but now videos have become such a huge factor on TikTok and have started, led the charge with them. And now you have all these reels on Instagram. So if you're searching a destination, the aesthetic has become such a huge driving factor. Will the experience that I'm going to have on my holiday be beautiful, but also shareable? And so that's kind of what we're really seeking. And you've seen kind of how the there's no spoilers anymore. You know, you hear like no spoilers with the likes of Netflix. But when we go on holiday, we want to know everything prior to hand, which is
so
why
you know. The appetite for surprise isn't really there as much, or it's impossible with what people are looking for.
I suppose it's the fact that we for many travelers now, they want to have an experience which is going to garner attention on their social media. So they're taking no risks. They want to know that if they're going to a really good neighborhood or an Airbnb or a brunch spot, that it's going to be up there. And that's how the kind of the visual experience has really been so elevated, down to the likes of, you know, drone footage, which has become pervasive. You know, you can see what your hike is going to look like from 60 feet above. I never quite get that. I'm not a seagull. That's not going to be my experience. But for some reason, that kind of footage has become so popular, and for the creators, it kind of gives them more appeal too.
But that thing about not being surprised, you'll see stuff where it'll say the secret waterfalls of such and such a place, or here's a wonderful secret this or a secret that. And of course, it isn't really a secret anymore when it goes to such a widespread audience, but it's still presented or marketed that way.
yeah, it's very, come with me to this secret beach in the west of Ireland. And I'm like, that's poor old Keem Strand, which is totally inundated with tourists now. Or, you know, come with me to enjoy this most amazing sandwich. And I'm like, it looks like a pretty average toasty in Ballybunion. So you really have, I mean, trust kind of comes into the into as an issue right now. Are you... Is the creator that you're viewing, are they trustworthy? Is it a paid partnership, which would maybe kind of impact what you're saying?
Plus, there's so much. It isn't like, just the big kind of Greek island Santorini image necessarily that people are going for. They're kind of quirky, unusual ones. There's a particular view of a particular place. I mean, I even read an article about a dustbin on a street in England somewhere, which is, you know, because of influencers and social media, has become a place for people to go and get photographed beside. Are there many such places in Ireland where people are going to certain lengths to get a particular shot?
Well, I know, for example, what's interesting to me, I'm from Cork and I spent a lot of time in Cove growing up. My aunt used to live on a street called Westview, and that's an example of a street. It's that kind of horizontal steep or diagonal steep street in front of St. Colman's Cathedral with the terrace of coloured houses. And that was pretty anonymous when I was growing up. Nobody was certainly going there as a tourist attraction. But because it fits the kind of algorithm of what's pretty and what looks well on social media, it's become really popular with tourists. They'll come up from the cruise ships. And what's interesting is that the money shot for Westview, they call it the deck of cards houses now for some reason, because it's more marketable. But what's interesting from that point of view is to get the money shot, you can't even see it to the naked eye. You have to put your mobile phone over a wall on the above street. So that's a prime example of what your viewer sees as on Instagram, as opposed to what you're actually experiencing yourself and the lengths people are going to get shots.
If you had some advice, Tom, yourself, for people who are navigating all of this, what would you say to them?
I guess you really have to live up to kind of weigh up how it's that Instagram versus reality experience, right? Like, how is the experience you're going to find on the ground, and maybe that shot, that beautiful shot you're going to get, going to kind of be impacted by the hordes of tourists around you? And so often nowadays, we're all siloing into the same tourist spots because we've seen them online or some influencer we respect has just been there. So I guess my argument would be kind of when you're maybe bury the bucket list and or at least amend it, as maybe like perhaps a lot of the locations which are not trending at all, maybe I guess the paths which are worth pursuing.
So do a reality check on the bucket list and watch out for exaggerated versions of reality.
Yes, an Instagram reality check is how you'd put it. And I mean, I know myself, many of the spots that I go to now, I've either never heard of or they're via a Google, and that's, I've gone to great lengths to kind of, I remember going through a chicken bus in Georgia before to find some monastery because I'd seen it on Instagram. And when I got there, it was absolutely loaded with tourists. So it was a total buzzkill. That was Gergeshi Monastery, Trinity Church. So
it didn't just go exactly as you had hoped. Well, that's a good word of warning for people to try and do a bit of extra research as well along the way. We'll have to leave it there. Travel writer and Instagrammer, Tom Brannock, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.